With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Things in sports that are tougher to do than they appear, like appropriately missing a free throw. You can miss a free throw. It's probably pretty easy to miss a free throw. It's trying to miss a free throw to get the long rebound, which makes you prone to
a high rebound.
A high rebound, yeah, or a long rebound or high rebound, whatever. But it makes you prone to making the free throw, which is what Malik Hall did last night. Meantime, we will spend some time today talking about the Pistons, not because they won, but because Cade Cunningham had the best rookie line ever. Had over 30 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists, 4 blocks in a game, and ended with 34. Only he and Michael Jordan have done that in NBA history as rookies.
The crazy thing about that is that he scored 34 points in the game and did not attempt a single free throw.
Yep. But, I mean...
Not a single free throw.
I think you've made the point recently that they're starting to do what they did last year, which is lose but okay. Instead of lose but look terrible, they've done some lose but you see signs for the future.
Well, they were certainly awful enough for the first couple months of the season that it put them in the hole, and now it's the artful tank again. Year two of the artful tank.
They're not trying to lose, but when you get 34 from Cade Cunningham and 21 from Sadiq Bey, I'm okay with that formula.
Right. Yep. But those are the only two guys. I mean, who's part of your core moving forward? That's where the question comes.
That's fine those two is starting to look pretty comfortable. I'm not quite as sold. I hope Bay is now here to stay because the beginning of the year he was not good.
No, but they've got to get Grant back in the lineup so they can show that he's healthy and show that he's ready to score again so they can trade him off to a team.
248-539-9797.
Go ahead, take the call. Actually, I don't know what the caller's going to say, so I don't want to steal his thunder. I want him to say
it. Right,
and then
right, well,
I'll give mine.
All right, cool. Let's go to Joe in Grosseal. Hi, Joe.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
You know, you're right. That's one of the most difficult things to do. But it is not very easy, considering when your teammate missed in that same spot a week ago, to make those two free throws. The pressure is enormous.
Oh, yeah.
He knows he's got to make them both overtime. And even Frazier on the possession before, he barely hit the front of the rim, and he didn't have as much pressure on him. So
right. It's
tough knocking down those free throws. I feel bad for those kids.
Well, I don't feel bad for them, but if you have sympathy for them and you kind of acknowledge that, and Joe, I would hope that, like, I think the term choke gets thrown around in sports way too much, and I don't know that it's very well defined. But I also... You know, and what do you think of as a choke?
I like how you've defined it. When there's something that is just, you're going to make it 9 out of 10 times and then you don't make it.
Easy to do, you don't accomplish it because of the pressure of the situation.
If
you're a 67% free throw shooter and you step to the line and miss a free throw at the end of a game,
you're not choking.
It doesn't mean you choked. It's not evidence that you choked.
Here's why I don't feel bad that the second free throw went in. I don't feel bad for the kid that he wasn't able to execute that play to miss it on purpose. I feel bad that he missed the first free throw when he was trying to make it.
Yeah.
That's when you feel bad for somebody.
Yeah. I mean, look, you can't be happy when you make the free throw you want to miss and miss the free throw you want to make, but it happens. Feedback coming in. Most underrated thing to do in sports, an on-target slap shot. Learning to do a slap shot on skates is damn hard altogether. That's from Joe and Flint. So I started playing hockey in my 30s. Started in a never-ever league. Had minimal skating experience. And the first time I took a slap shot...
You fell down.
I fell down.
Yeah.
The second time I took a slap shot...
You fell down.
every time I took a slap shot for pretty much the first season.
You fell down.
Yep. It didn't stop me.
No, it's like anything else. Still you have to practice and try to get better at it. Sure.
Trying to get the perfect bounce on an onside kick. That's from an unnamed texter.
I think we all know that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Right? No one's saying, oh, I could do that. Any high school kicker could do that.
Wow. Deflecting.
I was 3 for 3. But that's
deflecting a slap shot is harder than bunting. Okay, so somebody fires a slap shot and you're out in front and you just try and tip it in front of the goalie. I think I've attempted to do that in my hockey career north of 200 times. And I think I've done it successfully maybe 3 times.
Wow. Well done.
The shots come flying in and I get my stick out there like, I'm gonna deflect it. And when I've deflected it, I deflected it a mile wide and I was like, yeah! Woo! I deflected it.
And you're probably just surprised you got a piece of it.
Totally
right?
Shocked.
Like, oh my God, I got it.
And here's what's funny. Like when we watch it in the NHL, like all of a sudden now we're juxtaposing and thinking of Doug sitting in front of the net like Tyler Bertuzzi while Mo Sider's launching his 100-mile-an-hour slap shot and he's able to get a piece and he's done it 3 out of 200 times. You're like, okay. But in reality, Doug's parking himself in front of the goaltender like Tyler Bertuzzi and the guy taking a shot is not Mo Sider.
He's not shooting at 100 miles an hour. He's
it's Mo Howard, and he's shooting it at like 40 miles an hour. And Doug's able to tip it 3 out of 200 times.
I celebrate my small successes.
I would too.
Things that are harder to do in sports than they look, trying to clear the puck out of your own zone when the other team has a power play or an extra man. I have had moments where you, in those situations, you pick up the puck behind the net and you look, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Now, the easy thing to do if you're good, which is debatable in the case of me, is lift the puck over them.
Yes.
But
without putting it into the stands and taking another penalty.
Being the holder on extra points and field goals is a lot tougher than people realize. I will say this, and my perspective at field level, I think that whole operation, snap, spot, kick.
The whole operation?
Yeah, I think it's...
operation.
Yeah, that whole operation looks tougher to me than... Then
it's like Navy SEALs.
That's
a crew. It's a specialized crew right there.
I think the hardest part of the three is the hold.
100% agree.
I think the snap is nothing special. That is a taught skill.
We know you hate meal box, so yeah.
Well, it's not. It's just I know. It's something you can teach somebody to do that, and you're just snapping it seven yards behind or whatever it is. The kick. There's pressure on the kick, to be sure. And I think depending on what the distance is, that's going to be hard. But it's all about the hold.
I'll say this. I think because there's more room for error on the snap and the kick than there is for the hold. I think that you got to get it down and laces out.
That's the thing. You got to catch. First of all, you have to catch it while you're kneeling, which is kind of an awkward way to do it. You can only go.
And they're coming fast.
Your arms only go a certain distance, And you're hoping.
This radius.
Yes. And you're hoping that the snapper is going to be able to snap the ball because, again, I think that's probably the least difficult thing of the three. But you have to catch the ball cleanly, which not everybody can catch a football. And then you have to put it down with laces out, as you said. You got to spin the ball quickly and all while this guy is ready to run and, swing his leg right at your hand.
But here's the other thing. You have to put it down in a specific spot where the kicker is about to swing his leg through. The kicker is aiming for where he thinks the football's going to be. So you see the holders put their fingers on the ground and like, this is where I'm going to put it. So you have to put the ball pretty much right there.
Yeah.
And it is an underrated skill set, but 248-539-9797, phone calls, feedback, underrated difficult things to do in sports from Scott. The thing I cannot do is get a long downhill putt close enough to hit the next one. Any downhill putt longer than 15 feet is going to be at least a 3-foot putt. I might as well pick my ball up and add 2 strokes. Also, I was a pitcher. I had problems throwing strikes to lefties. I would either plunk them or throw way outside. My mind couldn't process it the same for some reason.
For me, the most difficult thing in golf is that little chip shot that is just in the rough off the green.
Mm-hmm.
I choke all the time. I think my success rate on hitting the ball the way it should be hit, where it just flops it up over that collar and gets onto the green and rolls reasonably close to the hole, my success rate in that is less than 10%.
248.
My skinny hit, you know, just totally sculling it across the green is about 99%.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.